Hey guys, welcome back to Girl Boss Podcast. I am your host, Lily Wallace. Thank you for tuning in, clicking on this, joining me in another episode of the podcast. I'm super excited. This week's podcast is going to be talking about friendship. Boy, do I have something to say about this. As I always do, I'm going to start off with some current events, some news stories, some things you need to know before you start your day. Or if you listen to the morning toast, you know they always say like something you need to know before you take out a bite out of your morning toast. Definitely go and listen to them. Their podcast is amazing. I admire both Jackie and Claudia so much, and they've just gone so far with their podcast, and I love their podcast and them. They're just great people. But I'm just going to hop on into some current events in pop culture and what's going on in the world. So I just follow along with like NBC News and then like other things I just like see and hear about. But Ariana Grande is now the most followed woman on Instagram, which, okay, so I heard that like Selena Gomez was the most followed woman on Instagram, which makes zero sense to me. Like Selena Gomez, literally irrelevant. Nobody talks about her. She's like a deadbeat to the entire world. Like, unless you're jamming out to like 2008, like, who says you're not perfect? Like, literally, she's a nobody. I'm sorry if you're a huge fan, like a huge Selena fan, or like a Gomez stan or whatever. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just not here for it. Ariana Grande, on the other hand, works her tail off all the time. She goes hard, she's a girl boss, she's a go-getter, gold digger. I mean, like, her new album literally smacks. Like, my favorite song definitely is Ghostin', but I really also like Imagine. And, like, when I first listened to it, I was like, what is she even saying? And then, like, now I have Apple Music. I just enjoy it more than Spotify. I don't know why. But you can, like, scroll and see the lyrics. I don't know if you can do that on Spotify, too. I'm, like, sure you can. But I, like, scrolled through the lyrics and literally she's like poking fun at today's culture and like making it like irony. It's just plain irony. She's like, take a pic, edit, click, like I forget the exact words, like if the song came on I could tell you, but like it's like imagine a world like that, imagine a world where like Photoshop is like all famous influencers use and like nothing's real, everything's fake, we judge people on their accounts and like all that stuff, and she's like poking fun at it and I think it's so good. But also like In My Head is so good, like Gucci tennis shoes running from your issues, ah, it's so good. I just love it. It's like so good. I also like Needy is like good but kind of annoying. She's like, I can't be needy. NASA is like really, if you like want to hype up and like your Get Ready With Me song, like, oh, yes, I live for it. But yeah, I would just say Ghostin' is like probably my favorite. I live for her, one of her old albums. I'm not really sure which, probably, I think it's Dangerous Woman. Yeah, it is Dangerous Woman Moonlight. I saw her in concert for Dangerous Woman. I had a terrible migraine that turned out to be strep throat and a double ear infection, but literally loved the concert even though I was dying. I like sat down for half the time and like was like in tears. I was like, I want to go home so bad because my head hurt so bad, but I literally had the best time ever. And like looking back, seeing like Ariana Grande is gonna be such an icon, like she's gonna be such an idol for me when in like a few years, well yeah, I should have like totally been like, screw this headache, like pop 7 pills. I'm just kidding, don't do that, like just take some medicine and just love this. But anyway, it was a rough night, but I still had a lot of fun, so shout out to Keely if you're listening, thanks for taking me, I loved it, it was a good time. We also like went to this really good burger place and that was a good night. The next one, Kylie Jenner is now the world's youngest billionaire. Totally believe that. Like, she better watch out, I'm coming for her. Like, coming for her. I'm gonna be the world's youngest billionaire, like 15 years old. I'm just kidding. I'm like not even close. I think I have like $20. I'm just kidding, that's a lie. But yeah, Netflix orders Babysitter's Club reboot. Okay, I'm a Babysitter's Club stan. Like, I love it. Claudia and Mean Janine. Oh my gosh. Love that. If they bring it back, you better just, you won't even see me for like 8 weeks. I'll be in my house like, yeah, you won't even see me. R. Kelly taken into custody after unpaid child support. Well, yeah, that's what you get, buddy. Riverdale creator dedicates rest of the show's run to Luke Perry. Good for them. Good for them. Yes, 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 yes. Jordan Sparks' upcoming TV series is based on a black woman's remarkable story. When I saw Jordan Sparks, I was thinking Jordan Woods. Jordan Sparks, I love her song, like, on my heart just like a tattoo. Like, yes, it's a good song. Anyway, she's blown up, like, hecka blown up. I mean, she's always been, like, pretty, but, like, she blew up. Like, she is gone now. She's, like, brighter than the frickin' sun. So, yeah, that's your news story. That's all I'm saying. It's, like, the juicy stuff. Like, that's what you need to know for this week's ep of the podcast. So, this is probably gonna be, like, a little bit shorter of an episode just because, like, it's on friendships and, like, you can only say so much without your friends listening and being, like, kind of offended, you know, or, like, them getting kind of annoyed. So, that sounds terrible. I have a lot of friends, but, like, a lot of people that listen, like, I know on a personal level. And so, hey, guys, I'm sure I'll see you soon. Love you. Mm-hmm. But basically, I'm just going to be talking about, like, the ins and outs in friendship. I've been through lots and lots of different types of friendship. I mean, at 15, I've gone through the good, the bad, the ugly, the literally make me want to die. All those. And I think, like, the main headline is quality over quantity. And I'm sure you've heard that said before, but, like, seriously, it is so dang true. Like, oh my goodness, I cannot tell you. Like, in, like, 7th grade, so if you didn't know, I'm a freshman in high school. I'm an online student, so I never really say that. Like, I'm a freshman. Like, I don't know, it just sounds better to say I'm 15. Because I don't really consider myself, like, a student. I mean, like, I do, but, like, kind of not really. So, I'm a freshman in high school. Kind of. I'm 15 years old. Okay, so throw it back to 7th grade. I've always been extremely mature for my age. Always acted like I'm 36. From the time I was, like, 5 years old. So, in 7th grade, I was 13 years old. I had actually, like, a decent amount of friends. Like, the most friends I'd say, like, I probably ever had. Like, I felt like that was the time where people were, like, had the least amount of, like, fakeness, I guess. And, like, I had a really good best friendship with someone who wasn't, like, super popular, but had also kind of just, like, moved into the school district not too long ago, just, like, a year ago. And so we kind of were, like, getting to know people together, and, like, I wasn't super popular ever, and so 7th grade, I was, like, that was, like, my most popular year. That was, like, the prime time for me. And so, you know, friendship in middle school or high school, like, it looks different for everyone. Basically, just because of, like, your base foundation, like, who are your best friends, who are those, like, solid rock, like, things like that. But, throughout, like, my 7th grade year, I was just in some pretty healthy friendships, I would say. My best friend, Lindsay, who I talk about, like, a lot, especially if you watch my YouTube channel, you've seen her a few times. And then I had another friend who I'm not friends with anymore, and I'll kind of explain that. I also wrote about that in the blog. So if you read my blog, it's just lilyiwallace.wordpress.com. If you're interested in hearing my story, why I left public school and went to online school, you can go check it out on my website. And that's that. But I would say that my friendships were pretty healthy. was that for 7th grade. 8th grade came around, it was a little bit different. The girl who had just recently moved had now become more popular. She had more friends, and I'm kind of one of those people that, like, when I get really close with someone really fast, like, I don't want them to have that same closeness with someone else, which I would definitely say is, like, a flaw of mine. Like, I need to, like, I didn't want her not to have other friends because we were on such a deep personal level, like, literally further than family. We were, like, literally inseparable with each other all the time, which also isn't healthy, but, like, she was for sure 100% a part of my family. Like, my family would have let her move into our house in a heartbeat, like, 100%, no doubt. So, things just started to change. I felt like she kind of started to, like, turn her back on me, you know, and, like, you know, but I was still gonna fight for it because she was my best friend, okay? So, I made the volleyball team. She didn't. And my best friend, Lindsay, is, like, a pro at volleyball. And so, I mean, that was the only, I really suck at all kind of sports, but I made the volleyball team. Never really got to play, mainly because I got a concussion from cliff jumping, rope swinging, otherwise known as being an idiot. So, I got a concussion, ruined the rest of my season and my sports career, but, you know, I suck at sports anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But anyway, I got to play volleyball with Lindsay, which was so fun. Definitely grew in our friendship there, I would say. And I think she would probably agree. But at the end of volleyball season, her dad had just got a new job as a superintendent of another school district, about 30 minutes away. So they sold their house. She moved. Her sister moved. Her older siblings are in college. So, I mean, they just picked up their life and planted it somewhere else. Totally fine. That happens, you know? I was really sad. She was really sad. I still remember when she called me and, like, she told me and, like, she was, like, in her bathroom crying, and obviously I was a mess, and, like, I wrote about it in this journal, because I used to write all the time, like, just about my personal feelings, which, this is kind of stupid to say, like, I just don't really feel like I have time for it, and if I am feeling something, like, so deep and, like, just really, like, don't know how to process it, I'll write it in, like, my notes on my phone, but I just don't journal that much anymore, which I definitely want to start getting back into. But back to the story. So, she moved. That was really hard. And yeah. So at that time, I just thought that it was going to be the worst thing ever. Our friendship was really going to waver. I was probably going to lose her as a friend because that's how it goes. You know, like, you lose touch and you don't see each other every day. Okay, let me tell you, turned out to be the best thing for our friendship. Like, we were stronger in our friendship now than we've been in our entire life. We've been friends for 13 years. Since literally we were 3 years old, like, we've been close, and, like, I remember, like, hanging out there in kindergarten and first grade and, like, just being, like, best buds. And so now we're, like, super close. We see each other in person maybe once a month, so it makes our friendship very, like, sacred to us and, like, very special. And, like, we always try to do something fun and, like, really have a good time, and we always have so much fun when we're together. But we never spend, like, too much time together, which I think is what has kept our friendship healthy. So that's where I would say your number one point for this is make sure you're obtaining a lot of healthy friendships. Or not, I don't even mean to say, like, a lot of. Because you don't need a lot of friendships. But the friendships that you do have, the friendships that you are engaging and involving yourself in, make sure that they are healthy. Make sure that they are God-centered. That you both have goals in mind, and you'll hold each other accountable, that you'll hold each other up and encourage each other, and yada yada yada, just healthy friendships. So going back to the friend that I'm no longer friends with, I would just say that just turned into be an extremely unhealthy friendship. Not only was I feeling as though it was a toxic friendship, I felt used, I felt abused, I felt mistreated, obviously. But she was also a very, like, non-emotional person, and, it was hard to really communicate with her, and so, excuse me, that's just where I had to, like, just tie it off. Actually, we're coming up on a year of us not being friends, and this is not meant to be mean, this is not meant to hurt her feelings if she's listening, or anything like that. But I've never been in any better place than I am right now. And I definitely think that if I was still in that friendship, I would be not where I am today. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be an entrepreneur at 15. I wouldn't be having a YouTube channel, a blog, a podcast, running my own brand, making money. Like, I wouldn't be doing that because I felt as though she was not very supportive of my goals and my dreams. And so it wasn't healthy. And so if you're thinking that ending a toxic friendship is going to ruin your life, here's an answer. It's going to ruin your life for a month. That's what it did to me. It ruined my life for a month. I got close with people I should have never got close with. I let them know things about me nobody ever should know about me. I let them see things about me that I shouldn't have let them see. I did things around them that I wouldn't normally do. I acted differently towards my parents, towards my other friends, towards the rest of my family, towards myself. I didn't care for myself as much. So I just got intertwined in some other extremely toxic friendships, which weren't as hard to cut off. We just kind of fell out. But when you cut someone off altogether, the person, at least for me, she had been kind of like, it's kind of like we were like braided together sort of, and she like was the other part of me and like the other half of me. And so when she was gone and I literally didn't talk to her, I have not talked to her since that day. I actually, that's a lie. I talked to her once, had like a probably 30-second conversation with her at the old school in the hallway before she totally changed her life and did some crazy things. I shouldn't have said that, but I just felt like I lost the other half of me. I felt like I was broken and I was never going to be put back together unless I could get super close with someone in a friendship again, which was not the correct way to heal. And so if you're wondering, okay, should I end this toxic friendship, this toxic relationship? Should I cut off my dad permanently because we have daddy issues? Should I cut off this boy that I've been talking to for 6 months that it seems to go nowhere? Just do it. As hard as it seems, I don't want to. I have a million excuses. He's so cute. I need my dad in my life. I'm about to get married. I want him to walk me down the aisle. Okay, do it for you. Do it for your mental health. Think about it in a year. I wish that somebody would have told me this. Think about my life in a year. A year ago, somebody would have said, in 1 year, you're going to be 15 years old and an entrepreneur, running your own brand, making money online, and going to school online. I would have said, ha, you're hilarious. There's no way all of that's going to happen in a year. Well, it did. Think about if that person and you are so interlaced and so intertwined together, and it's toxic, pulling away from that person, you're not tied down to anyone, to anything, to any regrets, to any memories, promises, etc. You're not tied down to that anymore. So you can just take off. You can go to outer space and you can do, here is me with my analogies again, sorry guys. You can just do whatever the heck you want. And not like in a bad way, like go out and drink and have sex and do drugs. Like, think about how much better your life could be. I know that when I ended that friendship, I was just in a really emotionally bad place. I felt like I would never have a good, steady friend group again. And I remember praying for like months from April 10th, the day I ended the friendship, all the way through like mid-June. I just wanted friends. I just wanted friends. I wanted somebody who got me, who understood what I was going through, and who just helped me. And I can honestly say I never thought that I would be friends with two seniors, but I am friends with two seniors now that I met on my Guatemala trip. And like, especially one of them just really understood what I was going through and like listened and even though they're at a much different place in their life, obviously, like, 4 years ahead of me, they listen to what I have to say, and they understand, and they care, or at least they're really good at pretending like they care, and, so you know who you're talking about. You know who you are if I'm talking about you. Yeah, I know you know who you are. So, just let go, and just let God, like, do what he does, and bring you somebody else, and bring you peace for your life, and then everything else will just get together. But I would say that's just, like, the toxic friend ending segment. I would say if you're having friendship struggles, but you wouldn't say it's a toxic friendship altogether, I would really just say communication is key. Sometimes that's really hard, because you don't know how the other person will react. You don't know if they're going to say anything at all, if they're going to be really mean, if they're going to want to end the friendship, yada, yada, yada. But I just think if you can't express how you're feeling, it will become a toxic friendship. And you don't want to be in a friendship anyway, where you have to fight for when they don't want you and they don't want to listen to what you have to say. You don't want to be in that friendship anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they can't communicate with you, it's just a no for me, dog. Like, no, no, no. So, that's just toxic friendships and communication. But if you're looking to have a healthy friendship, a healthy relationship, it's all about balance. It's also a huge thing for you to be not only a speaker, but a listener, to not only always trying to relate to their problems or give them advice, just listen to how they're feeling, just listen to what they're saying, what they're going through. It was brought to my attention that I wasn't being the best at that. I wasn't doing that because I've had a lot of change going on in my life, and recently it's been a lot of good change, and good change is, you know, my life kind of felt like, oh, this is way too good to be true, because my life always kind of felt like, oh, this is just miserable, just awful, just sucks. So when, like, good stuff happens, I just want to talk about it, because good stuff isn't, like, it doesn't float everywhere all the time, you know what I'm saying? And so it was brought to my attention recently that I need to be a listener. I need to be a better listener and not always try to relate and give advice, but just be a listener. So listen to what the other person has to say, and if you feel like it is going to contribute goodness to the issue or the hurting that they're feeling, or even if it's, like, a good thing, even if, you know, they made a new team, or they accepted this job, or they got accepted to this college, or they found this boy, or their parents are back together, or back in their life, or whatever, just be happy for them, and just tell them that you're happy for them. Don't try to say something like, well, yeah, my parents are back together too now, like, that's so exciting, or, yeah, I found this guy too, da, da, da. Like, I think people don't always want us to relate to them. I don't think everybody wants to have something in common with everyone about everything all the time. So just congratulate them. Just be happy for them the next time that they come to you, instead of trying to relate to them. But also, on another level, do try to relate to them sometimes, because a lot of reasons why people fall out of friendship or out of love or whatever is because they think, well, I don't really feel like I related to that person much anymore. And so, I'm not saying just end the whole relation altogether, because that's not healthy. I mean, that's not good for a relationship. You have to relate to them, because relationship, relate, it all stems from the same Greek word. So that's super important, to be able to relate to someone. But I think it would just be, as I was reflecting on how I was acting and how I was treating my friends and my friendships, don't always try to relate to someone. Don't always try to talk about yourself or your situation, but just listen to what they have to say. So back to balance. I think It's also, friendships just have to be a cycle of unselfishness and selflessness. Obviously, it's going to take sacrifice of your own time and your own feelings and emotions and yada, yada, yada. But if you're not willing to give up that sacrifice, don't pretend, because you can get someone so attached to having you around and it can turn out terrible. I've had situations like that where I get really attached to having someone around and they never want to hang out, never want to talk, never want to do anything. They just Snapchat you back and forth sometimes and sometimes not. But relationships take sacrifice, and if you're not willing to do that, if you're not willing to give a sacrifice, well, then you're not ready to be in a friendship. You're not ready to be in a relationship. And that's hard to do, to make a sacrifice, but it's just, you know, something that has to happen. So yeah. Friendships are so good. They're such a blessing, and I'm just, like, so thankful for them, because friends are, like, I don't know. I just don't even know how to describe it. I just like my friends. I mean, I have, like, a good set of friends. But also, another thing I wanted to discuss is friend groups. That's something a lot of people have always said, like, your friend group or your circle, the people you hang out with. I've never really had a friend group. Normally, I just have a friend or two, if we're even, like, associated together whatsoever. But friend groups can be really hard, I think, from what I've heard, and, like, I have been in, like, you know, a few, not a lot, but I think they can be really hard, because there's obviously the jealousy factor of who hangs out with who on Friday nights, and, you know, or whatever, that was just an example, but that's another thing. If you're going to be in a really healthy friendship, you really do have to let go of jealousy. You have to let go of, they didn't want to hang out with me today. Like, who freaking cares? Like, seriously, just let it go. Let them hang out with other people. Let them live their life. They're not, like, you don't have to babysit them. You know what I'm saying? And, so that's just another thing. Just, like, don't be their mommy. Take care of your friends, care for them, love them, but don't be their mom. That's another thing I'm kind of bad at. I like to take responsibility for people just because I have that, like, motherly instinct, I guess, but, like, just, you don't have to be their mom. You really don't have to be their mom. Like, it's just not necessary. So, that's the tea, you know what I'm saying? That is just the freaking tea. So another thing that I want to discuss is being fake. Like, I know that that's, like, a common term, especially in school. I guess high school and college is, like, where you'd normally hear it. I guess sometimes in middle school, I've never heard that, like, in elementary school. Like, she's fake. I feel like that's just not something that, like, elementary school kids say. I don't know. I don't really have a lot of elementary school kids in my life, but I would just guess that that's not something that they say. So, just, here's the simple fact. Here is just the simpleness of this. Don't be fake. Just don't. There's no point to it. Nobody likes it. Nobody thinks it's cute. It's not good for anybody. It's not going to benefit anybody. It's not even going to benefit you. You're going to turn out, people are going to be like, I do not want to be friends with that girl. She's fake. I know a girl at my old school who, like, everybody says she's fake. Everybody. Nobody wants to be friends with her. And, like, it's sad, but, like, people like that, why would you want to be friends with them? You know what I'm saying? Like, that is not a very nice thing to say. I am very aware. But just don't be fake. Just don't do it. There is no point to it. You're not going to benefit from it. You're not going to have more friends because of it. You're not going to look cooler. You're just going to look like a bratty old turd. That's all you're going to do. You're just going to make yourself look terrible. Trust me. From the outside in, just trust me. Just don't be fake. It's just the stupidest thing in the entire world. Also, I have one last point. If you are in a friendship and that friend is like controlling you and you're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. We go back to the communication factor. I've heard multiple people like, I just feel like they control me. I just feel like they control my life. Well, if you feel like that, but you don't have the guts to talk about it to them, you're not helping yourself. Like, you're literally not. So stand up for yourself. Like, don't, stop being such a wimp. Like, nobody likes a wimp, dude. Like, really, chill. Just stand up for yourself, take charge of your life, and just make the most out of the situation. Just tell them, be like, hey girl, hey dude, hey boy, hey boyfriend, hey girlfriend, hey mom, hey dad, whoever. Like, obviously your parents have control of you, and like, you can't just be like, back off, I wanna do my own thing. But like, let them be parents, but like, you know, don't let them be abusive. It's not very nice. But like, don't let your friends parent you. You have parents for a reason. And so just like, don't be somebody's mommy, but like also don't let somebody be a mommy to you. Don't let somebody control your life. You have one life. I wrote this thing yesterday. I'm super into like writing like my own quotes and like making my own lock screens and stuff. I just think it's cute. So I wrote one yesterday and it says, one life, live for God, love others, care for yourself, be kind, forgive always, laugh often, be spontaneous, and love recklessly. And if that just doesn't sum up the simplicity of life, I don't know what does. I just don't know. So take life for what it's worth, but take everything for, or as, I don't know how it goes, take everything as a grain of salt. Yeah. Yeah. Because your life is not eternal. The friends you have, they're gonna fade. They're gonna not be your friends. A lot of your high school friends will be like, I'm gonna be friends with them forever. They're gonna be in my wedding. They're gonna be in my vow renewal when I'm 55 years old. Like, no. No, they're not. You're not even gonna know them after the day you graduate. They're just gonna be gone. You're gonna text them and be like, don't know you. Like, they're just gone. They just leave. They're just not there anymore. So don't get so caught up on high school relationships, high school friendships, middle school friendships, or college, or whatever. I guess college friendships are more likely to, like, stick around for a sec, but just don't get so caught up in it, and just enjoy life. So that is all I have for you guys today. This episode was a little bit shorter, but also kind of, like, sporadic, and my head's kind of all over the place, so I'm gonna get it together. And hopefully next week will be a tad bit better and a little bit longer. So I hope you guys did enjoy this episode, gave you something to listen to on your morning commute, on your evening commute, while you're waiting for your kids in the drop-off line at preschool, whatever the case may be. Keep being a girl boss, keep grinding, be a gold digger this week, and I will see you guys next Thursday. Bye!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.